The impacts of drought conditions in the western U.S. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. Idaho is no stranger to dry conditions. In fact, the average annual precipitation for much of the state's most populous and productive lands is less than 12 inches. This year has been especially dry and hot. Here's Idaho Farm Bureau reporter and blogger Jake Putnam to talk about these conditions.
This is part three from the Farm Bureau's Market Intel series showcasing impacts of the Great Western Drought. Part one, they talked to some ranches down in Utah, and then they were up here talking to Idaho farmers. Idaho is no stranger to dry conditions. You know, we usually get like 12 inches of rain a year. This year, just under 4.4 inches. So that's already putting a lot of pressure on our rivers and reservoirs and irrigation. So there's no way out right now other than it just needs to rain. And of all of Idaho's land area, encompassing all 44 counties, is experiencing D2, which is severe drought conditions. And 58% of the state is classified as D3 or extreme, or D4, exceptional drought. And these record high temperatures haven't helped. Rising consecutive days without rainfall and triple digit temperatures. This has been a really tough summer.
Yeah, just ask the farmers and ranchers. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.